It is your time to let her rip. I love this segment. Every Wednesday, you get to vent about what you've had enough of. I always think of stuff during the week. Things come up, you're like, yep, that's an enough. That's an enough. If you ever think of it during the week, you can always send us that message. Send us a voice message. Send us a video at jason@odyssey.com. And already, Dan, before, usually I go first.
Yeah.
But I would like to cede the floor to one of our listeners who use the voice messaging function on the Odyssey app. So you go to Odyssey where you listen live to our show. If you're in the car, it hooks right into your CarPlay if you got that. But on the WCCO page, there's a microphone where you can send the message, and here's one that we got. Oh, sure. Somebody calls right when...
Sorry, I thought you were going to go the long explanation, so I thought I had time to put that person on hold. This is Gabriel in Woodbury.
All right.
I've had enough of remembering what I'm going to complain about once the segment is over.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sometimes it takes a bit. Thanks, Gabriel. So you can send your messages in. You can call or text at 651-461-9226. And I would like to begin with the really lame effort by the scammers. So look, if you're going to be a scammer, at least put a little effort into it. I have had enough of shoddy scammers. So today, I, along with apparently the rest of Minnesota, got a message that purported to be from the Minnesota Department of Vehicles, the DMV. Now, Dan, do we have a DMV in this state? We do not.
No, we have MnDOT.
We have a Department of Vehicle Services. We have a DVS. So that was my first sign, because I'm a state government nerd.
Clearly.
Now, my second first sign is that, and I did say my second first sign, is that the iMessage came from +63 962 822 9408, which I did have to look it up. 63 is the Philippines country code.
Oh, which is probably not where the Minnesota Department of Vehicles is going to be messaging from.
The text said, in accordance with North Minnesota State Administrative Code 15C-16.003, which I don't believe we have a North Minnesota State Administrative Code.
I wouldn't think so, no.
But I supposedly have an outstanding ticket. And the worst part of this is that if I don't pay it, they're reporting me the DMV violation database. They're suspending my vehicle registration. They're suspending my driving privileges, and they're transferring to a toll booth and charging a 35% service fee. Now,
oh no,
I don't know at all what that means. I may be prosecuted, and my credit score will be affected. I admire the impressive crackdown on scofflaws who are not paying tickets. But, like, could we be a little more kind of accurate in the nonsense that they're... I mean, you expect me to fall for this? There was a time in this country that scammers had a little pride in the job. They made an effort. What the hell has happened? What has happened to this country? Enough!
Can I build off of that one?
You may.
Because speaking of scammers, over about the last 2 weeks... or so, I've gotten somewhere between 10 and 15 copies of this particular voicemail.
Indicates that you may have unfiled tax returns or outstanding tax debt. You could qualify for the debt resolution program, which might significantly reduce what you owe. But eligibility is limited. It only takes a few minutes to see if you qualify. Please give us a call at 877.
And I clipped off the rest of the number. But here's the thing. This comes from a number that's a 315 area code. And if you're not familiar with the 315 area code, that's because it's Rhode Island and you would have no reason to be familiar. Except, so kudos to my cell service, because the call never actually comes to me. It just immediately kicks to voicemail. But I've deleted somewhere, like I said, between 10 and 15 of these voicemails, including two today. I showed you one when it popped up. And I've had enough. It's like 2 seconds of my time, but yeah, it's still annoying.
Do you believe that message originated on the moon?
It kind of sounded that way. Maybe they had to bounce it up to a satellite to get it to the Philippines, and then through the texting system that texted you.
Yeah.
And then back maybe around, and then through, and then under a thing, and then you get that voice quality there.
What's amazing about today's text message is it appears to have been sent to literally everyone in the state. I posted about this on X. I don't know how you didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
Because there were people in my comments who said that they've moved out of Minnesota, but they still have, like Dave Brown, I haven't lived in Minnesota since 2010. But kept my cell phone number, and I just got this text. My friend Brian says that he has an 812 area code.
Mm.
And so he got a text message that says he has an outstanding, the same text message, except he was violating the North Indiana State Administrative Code. Why the North? Why that?
What they have against people in the North?
Yeah. Sick and tired.
I'm even looking in the spam and blocked folder in my text message.
You didn't get it.
I did not get it.
So your feelings are hurt that you didn't
get it. I feel a little left out.
Yeah. Kind of makes you wonder. Why were you left
out? I've had enough of being left out by the scammer.
651-461-9226. Jonathan is on the line. Jonathan was watching us on YouTube.
Oh, it's my favorite time of the day, my friend. How are you?
We are awesome. What have you had enough of, Jonathan?
Okay, I have two, and please forgive me, and it's going to take a little minute. I hate going to the grocery store and having to bag my own groceries.
Oh.
It makes me insane, and then they want to charge me 5 cents. Why are you charging me 5 cents for a freaking bag that I still have at home from the last visit that I didn't remember to bring with me? Have somebody at the checker, do it fast, get me in and out. Drives me nuts. I've had enough.
I totally agree with this. I would prefer to get in line with a human. But like when I was at Cub, I like Cub. I go to Cub the other day. And you still have to bag it. I'm like, well, I don't really want to bag it. So I want to see the person because I like human contact. But if I'm going to bag it, I may as well go to the self-checkout.
Yeah, it drives me bonkers.
At Lunds and Byerly's, they bag it for you. At Kowalski's, they bag it for you.
It's a pain in the butt, and it makes me crazy. Now, the second one that I have.
All right.
The second one that I have. All right, please forgive me about this one. Now, as you know, around the Twin Cities, anywhere you go, you see the Jehovah's Witness people standing outside every walking crossing
it's
point.
It's true.
What the hell do I need to see Jesus every time I go to the damn grocery store?
It sounds like you do need to see Jesus, actually, that sort of language, Jonathan.
You know?
Excuse me, but it was just, it's like they're everywhere. They come in twos every morning. They come in twos every evening, and they come outside. Great. I don't care if you're standing in there, but I do care if you're standing there trying to make people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
There used to be a law where you could not stand, in front of a store. Let's bring that law back.
Mm.
There are more things to worry about than, finding Jesus.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy.
I
hope
there's usually like a sign, like they've got like a big, and I can't even think of what it says, but
it says free Bible classes. I believe in the Lord. Okay. Yeah. Believe me. But when I'm walking down the street, I don't need to see you standing there praying to the Jesus to take away homosexuality.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
I wish the mayor or the governor would outlaw that, because for those of us that don't believe the way they do, it's an infringement on my religious beliefs.
Interesting.
If you really want to know the truth.
Jonathan, very good. Thank you. I think there may be some constitutional challenges with Jonathan's approach, but we don't have a constitution here on Enough. You can say whatever you want. The only law is the law of your frustration, which rules this half hour. 651-461-9226. Lots of texts. We've got more voice messages, too, on the Odyssey app. How about you send me another one during the commercial break? We'll be back here on Drive Time. All right, we're venting. One of the texters gave a great answer. I have had enough of cottonwood trees. I left my car window slightly open and my back seat was full of them. Man, Dan, I was at a friend's house on Sunday and you practically needed a shovel.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to remember where I was driving over the weekend, but yeah, no, it was just all over the place.
If you have allergies, as you know, I have very little interest in people's allergies. People with allergies, there's nothing they like more than talking and bitching and moaning about their allergies.
That
I
do
not care. But I did have a moment of empathy with all the cottonwood falling around. Just awful.
And it just sticks to everything. And it's
another voice message on the Enough Odyssey hotline. Here we go.
I'll tell you what I've had enough of. Those little kids on the side of the street selling lemonade. I'm about up to here because I'm probably $75 into these kids.
Wow.
Because I can't pass them up.
I know.
I gotta give them little jerks.
Yeah.
And that's not their fault. But I gotta give them money every time because I just... It's just, I got to do it.
Somehow this
I've had enough already. It's only June 4th. Enough. Enough of the lemonade stands.
Somehow this complaint turned into like a humble brag about how much money that voice message lever is giving to the lemonade stands. I feel the same way. I told the story once of the time that I pulled over at what I thought was a lemonade stand, but in fact it was like kids selling like charm bracelets that they had made.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, I wanted a lemonade. Like, I'm helping the kids in the lemonade.
You know what we haven't had enough of?
What?
Checking the temperature
of
the twins.
Let's go. Let's do it. Here we go.
Let's take the current temp of your Minnesota twins. Brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Get your wireless meat thermometer now at chefiq.com.
All right, the temp of the twins, in my view right now, is a little unclear. Because the team itself, the bats were red hot last
That's
night.
Just it. You want to say it's red hot. They scored 20 runs in the last two games.
That's right. 10-3 win over the rather mediocre, at best, Athletics. But Pablo is going to the injured list. Pablo Lopez, likely to go to the injured list after leaving the game after five innings. I think he strained a right lat.
Yeah, shoulder tightness was the initial diagnosis. We'll see what happens. He said it wasn't kind of in the rotator cuff area, and he didn't hear anything pop or feel anything pop. So fingers crossed it's not too terrible.
More enoughs. Tailgaters. Wildfire snow. Wildfire smoke. Well, that's pretty bad, too. Henry's next.